We've been talking about how being born again has affected the life and political career of George W. Bush. A report on that subject will be shown tonight on the PBS series Frontline. One of the evangelical leaders interviewed on the program is Dr. Richard Land. He's president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. He's also president of For Faith and Family. On its website, he has written this message: "Our vision is an American society blessed by God that affirms and practices Judeo-Christian values rooted in biblical authority. In order to ensure the Lord's blessing on our nation, Christians must take our place in calling our nation back to her biblical roots." I asked Dr. Land if he had consulted with President Bush or spoke with him during his tenure as governor.
I've been a friend of the president's since long before he was governor. We first met when he came and asked me to come work in the campaign and help his dad in 1988. I didn't do that because I was getting ready to be interviewed for the job I hold now, but told him that if that job didn't work, if they didn't ask me to take the job, then I'd contact him and would be happy to work in his dad's campaign. And we have maintained a relationship both during the time that he was governor. I am a sixth-generation Texan, so while I'm living in Tennessee, I have a great interest in what happens in my home state. And I also have known Karl Rove longer even than I've known the president. So I've known Karl since about 1980 when I was living in Dallas and Karl was living in Austin. And we were both working in causes close to our hearts, his, the Republican Party, and mine, the pro-life cause.
Are there issues that the president or Karl Rove have sought your advice on?
Well, they haven't had to seek my advice. My job as a head of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is to make certain that the executive branch, the congressional branch, and the judicial branch are aware of Southern Baptist concerns and Southern Baptist convictions about the public policy issues that we face as a nation. So seldom have they had to ask. I've volunteered as vigorously and as vociferously as possible what the concerns of Southern Baptists are. Sometimes they call and ask questions. Administration does. And I've had the opportunity to visit with the president from time to time and with Karl more frequently, but that's what Southern Baptists expect me to do, and so I do it. I did it with this administration, I did it with the previous administration, and I did it with Bush 1 and with Reagan.
Now, the Frontline documentary that we've been discussing on today's edition of Fresh Air that deals with President Bush, his faith, and how his faith has affected his political career, in that documentary, you're quoted as saying, I mean, you say that on the day that George W. Bush was inaugurated for his second term as governor of Texas, he met with a group of evangelicals in the governor's mansion after the inauguration, and he said, "I believe that God wants me to be president." What did that mean to you?
Well, first of all, it was before the inauguration. It was the morning of the inauguration, and I haven't seen the documentary that's the Frontline documentary. So, but I have been a little disturbed by the news reports, the advanced news reports of people that have seen it, because he did say that, but they stopped the quote there, and I hope that the documentary doesn't stop the quote there, because if they do, then by editing, they have distorted the meaning and the whole ethos behind the quote. What the president said was, "I believe that God wants me to be president. But if that doesn't happen, that's okay. I'm loved at home, and that's more important. And I've seen the presidency up close and personal, and I know that it's a sacrifice, not a reward, and I don't need it for personal validation." I remember it exactly because I was so struck by the humility of it, the combination of conviction and humility, and the fact that I went home and told my wife, I quoted it to her, and I said, "You know, that's probably about as healthy emotionally as you're going to get for someone who is willing to put up with all the sacrifices that you have to put up with in order to run for president and be president. And I still believe that. I mean, that is the essence of George W. Bush's approach to God's will for his life and for his public service.
But I think what concerns the people who are concerned by that statement is this. If you think that God wants you to be president and that God is on your side, then does that mean you don't have to listen to your critics or worry about shades of gray or nuances in your policy, and that you don't have to worry that you may be wrong because God is on your side?
Well, first of all, I don't think the president looks upon it as God is on his side. I think he looks upon it as he's doing his best to make certain that he's on God's side. It's exactly the same perspective that Abraham Lincoln had and stated in his second inaugural address. He said, you know, both sides believe that God is on their side in this war, and both sides can't be right, and maybe neither side is right. And, you know, maybe God sent this war as a judgment upon our country is what he said about the Civil War. But he said that with malice toward none and with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive to finish the work we are in and to bind up the nation's wounds. Lincoln was going to move forward seeking God's will, seeking God's the understanding of what God wanted him to do, and he was going to do the right as God gave him the light to see the right. That's exactly the perspective that George W. Bush has on his service as president and on his life and on his service to the country. And it seems to me that that's a very humble position. You know, for those who live in a world of relativism, those who are uncomfortable with categories of good and evil and of absolutes, some things are always right and some things are always wrong, that may come across as arrogance. It may come across as certitude. But people who are relativists are likely to confuse moral conviction with certitude.
Dr. Land, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay.
Dr. Richard Land is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission.